So, taking a bit of time out here from interviewing, taking sound bites from riders who are going to start riding tomorrow to have a bit of a talk with Wolverine, who just entered the 508 Hall of Fame. Wolverine, we heard some epic tales of disaster and success over your career in the 508. Can you maybe tell us your best and worst experiences in the 508?
Okay, my best experience was 2002 508 when I finished. Back then was my best time, but I finally qualified for the Race Across America, and I beat the qualifying time by 3 hours. I felt great at the end, and I had a great crew. Well, I always have a great crew, but it was just such a satisfying experience of finally qualifying for Ram and feeling good about it.
Did you ever think about heading up on taking up that offer?
I started Ram last year. And unfortunately, I had gotten sick 2 weeks prior, upper respiratory virus, and I can't remember the last time I was sick. It was so upsetting. And I thought I was getting better, but you need to be 110% healthy to start. And so I rode easy through the hot desert, and I actually started feeling really good at the start of the third day, but late in the third afternoon, the virus came back with a vengeance, got a real raw throat, started hack. I couldn't get my heart rate over 100, 110 without coughing up a lung kind of thing. So I fought it for 2 days and two nights and finally gave it up after I got over Wolf Creek Summit in Colorado. So I got almost 1,000 miles into it. So based on that, I believe I can do it.
Sure. I mean, sounds reasonable, especially if you're not sick. Going back, what's your worst 508 experience?
Worst 508 experience was when I, the 93 508 was when thought I was doing fine when I was approaching Trona. This was an especially hot 508. I just didn't have any power. I got to Trona, the Texaco station there, and sat in the van and just started feeling really nauseated. and then a friend, Hugh Murphy, said, "Hey, you need to take a salt tablet." And I knew better, but I took it anyway. Promptly started throwing up and just really, really felt really lousy. And it was pretty obvious I wasn't going to be able to continue. So crew took me home and got home, threw up a couple more times on the way home. Got home, took a shower, sat in my recliner. My wife tried to talk to me, and I wasn't responding. So they took me to my wife took me to the hospital, to the emergency room, and that was a terrible experience. And last thing I remember was talking to the triage nurse. Next thing I knew, it was 18 hours later. I wound up having a grand mal seizure and in a coma for 18 hours. So that's definitely the worst experience.
Wow, did that turn out to be a recurring problem, or were the seizures, it was a one-off?
That was a one-off, yeah. Because I got hyponatremic, I sweated all the electrolytes out of me, and I was drinking a lot of water, so I was hyponatremic. So I was very fortunate that I recovered quickly, and for a long time I was pretty heat intolerant after that, but now I have no problems in the heat.
Sounds rough.
And have learned a lot about nutrition and distance cycling since then.
Sure. I was going to move on to the nutrition aspect, actually. It seems to me the more I know about the 508, the clearer it is to me that it's impossible to perfect the 508. There's always going to be room for error. I was wondering, how much have you managed to polish it? What of the really rough edges have you polished off? And what aspects are you just never going to be able to perfect?
That's a really good comment, because last year I was having by far my best 508, and I got to Shoshone. I've never felt so good, and I've never been there so quickly. And I get to the top of Ibex Summit before Baker, and everything started falling apart. It's like, what did I do? And you know, you really have to be vigilant on keeping up your calories and your fluids. And the other thing that I learned, I think this would hurt me last year, was you got to be careful about taking ibuprofen, taking caffeine. I took too much caffeine too early, and then when I really needed it before sunup is usually the hardest time to stay awake, caffeine wasn't working for me, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. It was extremely difficult, And that's when I really started having problems. I tried to take a nap, couldn't really take a nap, and so I just struggled all the way back into the finish. So I think the key is to really, I think you have to really stay off caffeine several weeks before the event, and then when you need it, then it'll work for you.
Sure. Pick one: sustained energy or burritos.
Perpetuum. And burritos the second morning, from the Mad Greek, there's no doubt. Burritos from the Mad Greek are excellent on the second day. And then have a beer at the end.
Any advice to rookies here? I mean, they're not going to be able to listen to this until afterwards this year, but
actually,
for next year.
I do have some advice for rookies, and that is when you first do the 508, you just got to take it easy the first day. Don't get wrapped up in the race climbing the first hill. That first hill, first climb up San Francisco is a pretty tough climb. You just got to ride easy and at your own pace. And like Chris Kosman says, the race starts in Baker, and that's very true. So just take your time, make sure you're getting enough calories and fluids, and take your electrolytes, and you'll do fine.
And this is the last question. Favorite part of scenery on the ride?
God, that's a great question.
It's not as if this is a ride with blankness and nothingness around you. This grand scenery the whole ride.
What's funny is for many years, the only time I've ever been in Death Valley was been at night on my bicycle. So I never really got to see Death Valley. But I'm from the Antelope Valley, Lancaster-Palmdale, which is only 45 miles from Santa Clarita. So I really like the Tehachapi area and up by the windmills. You know, that's pretty cool up there. I would have to say the worst scenery is Amboy. That is just one of the ugliest places on the planet. So, it's not pleasant going through there. Actually, I think it's worse than Trona.
Harsh words indeed.
Trona might smell bad, but Amboy looks a lot worse.
Okay, further ambitions for the 508? Are you done now? Now you're in the Hall of Fame?
No, I was fully expecting to do it this year, but I had a funny thing happen 2-3 months ago. My friends and my wife's got surprised us with Roger Waters' Dark Side of the Moon tickets at the Hollywood Bowl. And I was really excited because Pink Floyd's always been one of my favorite bands. And I first thing I think of, okay, when is it? And I looked, and it was Sunday night of this weekend. So that pretty much, I go, so I'm all depressed. I go, I can't do both. And so I decided, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see Roger Waters, so I decided to do the concert. So I worked out a way of being able still stay involved with the race this year by crewing for a friend up until Baker, and then I'll be driving home from Baker.
Awesome. Well, I hope you enjoy the crewing experience. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame and the Furnace Creek Patagonia fleece you've got there, and hope your future 508 experiences just get better.